First of all, good morning, Kathy. How are you doing?
Good morning, Shannon. How are you doing on this Monday?
Just fine. As I was heading to work, I saw a few flakes just spitting out. A good reminder that we're heading into the winter season. But along with that, we need to give people a reminder of a certain danger. Why don't you explain?
Well, you're right. It is getting colder. I wish you had seen more than just a few flakes, because we could use a lot of flakes coming down in this area. So dry, so windy. So I guess that's a great place to start by just reminding people that, boy, it's dry out there. And you can have fires anytime in our community. But right now, with that wind kicking up and just no moisture whatsoever, please, please, everybody be extra vigilant. However, it is cold, as you mentioned. So furnaces are popping on. People are using their fireplaces, their chimneys, their, things that are coming on that you would heat your home with that maybe we haven't been using. Anything that burns a fuel has the potential for carbon monoxide poisoning if it is not vented properly or if it's not working properly. I think we're all aware of what carbon monoxide is. It's that invisible killer because you don't smell it. It's colorless, but it is poisonous. And it displaces the oxygen that our bodies use, can harm your brain, your heart. It is deadly. One of the scariest things about CO poisoning is that the symptoms mimic so many other diseases, including COVID. If you are having CO poisoning, it usually starts with headache, fatigue, shortness of breath, nausea, dizziness. These are all, we get these with the flu. We get these with lots of diseases. So our inclination, Shannon, probably for all of us, is, well, I'll go to bed. I'll go lie down. So first and foremost, we want to make sure that we do have a working CO alarm. We talk a lot about smoke alarms in the home, but a working carbon monoxide alarm is so important. Have a CO alarm in a central location outside of each sleeping area and certainly on every level of your home. That would be a minimum. And then homes that do have fireplaces or attached garages need to be particularly careful that we have those alarms that are working. CO alarms are good for 7 years. So if you can't even remember the last time you checked your carbon monoxide alarm, look on the back of that and make sure that your alarm is within that out date that is 7 years.
Absolutely. And then again, too, we also know the utility costs are going up as well. So that is also the perfect time as you're making sure that the system's working, that you have everything inspected as well to make sure that there's no leaks, there's no potential danger, and that also could help save you a couple bucks.
Absolutely. And that is so important when we're burning these fuels. And that can be, sometimes people get confused. Well, what does that mean? It can be wood, gasoline, coal, natural gas, kerosene, any of those fuels that we're burning right now that is expensive, you are right. They have the potential to, if they're not burning properly or not vented properly. When we do get snow, when and if that great day ever happens, do be careful on the venting outside of your home, because if the snow builds up and blocks that vent, then you have a problem. We haven't seen that. But as you mentioned, your chimney, if you are using your fireplace, have that inspected. Really should have your, if you have a gas fire or a gas furnace, that should be inspected annually just to make sure that everything is working properly. We don't have that risk of CO poisoning.
And that's something to keep in mind, too, if you ever get stranded while on the roads, end up in a snowbank or something, keeping your car running if the tailpipe is buried or up against something that's snow covered. I mean, that is dangerous right there. And so that's something to keep in mind as well.
That's exactly right. It'd be nice if we could have some snow, or we think there'd be that possibility.
That could build up.
But you're right. If you're stuck in your car, you run the car intermittently, and you do have to make sure that that tailpipe is not venting back up into the car. If you do suspect CO poisoning, or certainly if your alarm's going off, most important thing, you need to leave. You need to get out of there and call 911, because that can happen very, very quickly, especially for those at the greatest risk, those with health issues, heart, lung diseases, infants, children, older adults, all at higher risk. but anyone can be at risk for CO poisoning, and that can just be from not feeling well to, you know, the worst extreme, which it can kill you.
Okay. I'm having, you know, it's the holiday season, Kathy. I'm having visions of snowbanks dancing in my head, not sugar plums. So, yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
I'm with you. Let's get some snow. I've
Bring
appreciated
it on.
This beautiful fall, but come on, let's get some moisture.
It's
here.
Time for winter.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Kathy Hook with the Colorado Springs Fire Department, always important reminders on ways we can stay safe as we're moving through the seasons. We appreciate it.